are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And we are back. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Boy, interesting story that just came out. Looks like three Massachusetts emergency rooms are in trouble for denial of care, for wrongly sending away patients from their emergency rooms. One actually resulted in the death of a patient. So we're going to talk about that, and I bet Massachusetts isn't the only one. Okay, remember, there's this big push for hospitals to get penalized for readmission of patients. So they may say, no, 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 don't come here. Please go to another hospital. I tell you, the system is really messed up. We are really incentivizing the wrong aspect of medical care and de-incentivizing or penalizing another inappropriate aspect of health care. So we'll see what's going on with these Massachusetts emergency rooms and talk a little bit more about that. One thing I didn't get to in the first hour was apparently many people are underutilizing the shingles vaccine, and we need to get more people vaccinated. It's a safe vaccine. Why aren't people getting the vaccine? Because it's expensive. So we'll look into that. Also, another study came out, which I had talked about a year and a half ago. And you didn't hear much more about it, but I keep bringing it up on air, how, you know, the BRCA gene, the BRAC gene that we talk about in women all the time, that could predispose you to breast cancer, ovarian cancer. Well, years ago, we found a link to prostate cancer. If men had a mom, sister, aunt with ovarian cancer or breast cancer, they would be more at risk for prostate cancer. And finally, when they, you know, came out with the BRCA testing, they were like, oh, well, then it may be the BRCA gene. You know, because we've known for years that men who come from a family ridden with breast cancer and ovarian cancer could be high risk. But nobody asked men, you know, what happened with your mother? What happened with your sister? We don't realize that there's an association. So, again, a study came out reemphasizing there is an association with the breast cancer gene and prostate cancer gene. Now, many of you can say, wait a second, Dahlia, I've known all along. And I know, I believe you. And the reason why I know that many of you already knew, because I have patients come in, I say the same thing to my doctor, I come from a cancer family. We just get cancer, okay? There's not a lot that we get. Now, we get married. A couple of us get divorced. Some of us get, a raven cases of herpes, but for the most part, we're a cancer family. And they come in, and they go, we got everything in our family. And so as a doctor, I'm like, oh, I'm going to watch you, and I'm going to look, and I'm going to hunt. Okay, because I don't want to miss anything. And many of you are like, no, because I've seen it. I've seen people where mom dies of this, sister dies of this, dad dies of this. So you do have people predisposed. Well, maybe they finally figured it out. Maybe it's this BRCA gene, right? And so we'll spend a little bit more time talking about that. Study today shows aspirin tied to lower lung cancer risk. We're also going to be talking about tick disease. Lyme disease is on the rise. We had a mild winter. Although I know part of the country is getting a significant amount of snow these last couple days. Mild winter means early tick season. We got to talk about the ticks and what to do about the ticks. All right. And I want to welcome new listeners that are listening in the Southwest United States between midnight and 1 p.m. Pacific time. Apparently our signal reaches all the way out to Hawaii from KDWN in Las Vegas, Nevada. So we have a whole new set of listeners listening from midnight to 1 a.m. in the morning. So you night owls, I'm sure you like tuning in on the insomnia subject that we talk about. So welcome again. And all my other listeners, be nice. All right, be nice to the new listeners. Freshman, No call them freshmen. No, be nice, okay? You want them to kind of stay and, you know, this way if you don't listen, I don't yell at you too much because I got other listeners, okay? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Also, I always like to teach you guys how to save money. You know, why not? And I guess we got a great money-saving tip. Apparently in the news today, they said if you want to save money this summer, don't get bit by a venomous snake. Yeah. Yeah. Who knew? Who knew? So we're going to talk about that because I'm sure many of you were going to blow a fortune on your venomous snake bite. So as you can see, a very, very busy show. But what really makes this show fancy schmancy and the reason why we get the ratings that we do and the quan that we do, it isn't because of my talent. No, please. No, it's because of you guys. Your questions. So please call in 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You can also email me at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. Yeah, I think I got to renew the name. Yeah, I know somebody has a Dr. Dahlia without the H. I know, and she's prettier than I am. I think she's a psych. I don't know who she is, but I know she's getting a lot of web traffic because you guys forget the H at the end. Remember, the H for hot talk. Okay, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we talked about shingles vaccine, right? Shingles comes from your chickenpox. That quiesce got quiet after you had the chickenpox as a kid, decides to camp out on one of your nerves. When you become stressed, it decides to come out as a form of shingles, all right? 1 million people each year break out with shingles. It is painful. You could actually, to your baby or grandchild who never got chickenpox, give them chickenpox. You can't give them shingles, but you could give them chickenpox, which could be very dangerous at their age group if they haven't been vaccinated or properly immunized. Or if a person was vaccinated, you could give them chickenpox as an older individual. So we want you to get vaccinated for shingles. Now, many people are like, well, Dr. Dahlia, I don't know much about the vaccine. So far, so good. Pretty safe. No increased risk from what I understand for cardiovascular diseases, neurological diseases, etc. I mean, probably one of my favorite vaccines out there for safety profile, but I don't want to jinx anybody. So look into it. Many of your insurance companies pay for it. All right? And don't go away. We'll be back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Thank you. Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Attention! Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
And we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. You know, I was reading the story about this Virginia high school teacher. I'm sure many of you have heard about this, where a high school teacher decided to borrow his colleague's blank gun. And he's a welding teacher. For some reason, lined a bunch of kids up against the wall and started shooting the blank gun at the kids. Fired about 4 to 10 shots in the student's direction. Now, of course, he was arrested. I guess he made bail, $20,000 unsecured bond, faces multiple felony charges for brandishing a firearm on school property, and you know, one for each student who was there, so 12 felony charges. What are these teachers thinking? I mean, I understand that there's, you know, innovative ways to teach, but really, you're gonna fire blanks at these kids? You could give them a heart attack. What are they doing? Oh my gosh. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi. I'm curious, what percentage of the medical profession do you think is against Obamacare, and why are not the rest of them educated?
Oh. No, good question. You know, when Obamacare first passed, right, a few years back, it was looking like 50-50, okay? And I think the reason why is you had many physicians not really know what the bill was about, okay? And again, we tried reading it. I did. I read the bill. I sat and read every page. I didn't understand most of it because it's like, well, according to chapter 9 of this clause versus, I mean, it was a bunch of legal mumbo jumbo where I'd be looking at a paragraph, trying to look for a subject, trying to look for a verb, looking for the predicate, figuring out where the conjunction was, and I just couldn't get what each paragraph was saying. So, you know, I think you had many people who didn't understand the bill. As people have been diving into it and digesting it, reading summaries, and probably getting their fill of the media and how the media is feeding it to us, even though we're getting it from the liberal media, much of our information, I think more and more doctors dislike it. I think they do. But here's the thing. People will ask me, why on earth would a doctor be for Medicare? It doesn't protect them from any liability. They're going to lose their autonomy in making medical decisions because Kathleen Sebelius, Health and Human Service Secretary, is going to be coming up with these panels, and they're going to be giving us guidelines. You know, why would a doctor be for it? Now, the reason why some doctors, because I talked to them, the reason why some doctors are for it, it's not because they think they're going to make money, which is how they marketed it to us doctors. They said, look, you're going to now have 35 million people have health insurance that didn't have. You're going to make money. And, okay, now when I heard that, I'm like, what are you talking about? How are these people going to purchase health insurance? You're going to mandate that they buy the health insurance. How are they going to purchase it? I mean, if they can purchase health insurance now, then do it. If they can't purchase it now, what makes you think your threat is going to allow them to purchase health insurance? It costs too much. You know, what are you talking about? All right, so, you know, some doctors, maybe they think they're going to be in a scenario where they're going to see patients. And, you know, you do have some doctors that are in certain areas where I guess they have to, you know, scrounge for business. But the majority of us doctors, we're in areas that are underserved, and we just don't have time to see all the patients. So telling a doctor they're going to get more patients, you know, and more money doesn't really make a lot of sense because I don't think many doctors could see any more patients than they're already seeing. So to me, I don't know if that was a reason. Now, many doctors, and I have to say including myself, loved the pre-existing exclusion being thrown out. I am sick and tired of fighting for my patients who have asthma, diabetes, high blood pressure. They spend money on premiums and they come in, you know, and they have a health insurance plan that doesn't even kick in because of their quote-unquote pre-existing. So you may have doctors that are like, well, wait a second, this is great. You know, now I don't have to keep on going to bat for my patients. It's handled. So, you know, probably the people that were for Obamacare aren't, you know, uneducated. My guess is, you know, it was, they're looking at it was better than nothing. And again, they may be, you know, really, really in love with the current administration. All right. I think some of us who are a little less trusting of the current administration saw through some of the highlights and looked a little deeper at what's going on and said, well, no, this won't work. You're going to collapse our medical system. This won't work. And many of us who are a little bit more politically savvy, I don't want to say we're higher educated because these doctors are smart. Many doctors that were pro the Affordable Health Care Act, I mean, they're pretty smart people. They're pretty, you know, they're pretty educated. They probably work at public health, et cetera. But, you know, for somebody like me and many of us doctors are like, okay, wait a second. They didn't write this, taking decades and decades of time and molding and you know, comprising something that we could use for decades on end. They threw this sucker together in days. All right. We found it very distrusting, which is why 2,200 pages are these Roman numerals and half sentences and dangling participles that you don't understand. Okay? And then if you think everybody in Congress understood the bill, you got nothing coming. Even the Supreme Court doesn't want to read the whole bill. You heard that. I forget which Chief Justice or which Justice. Supreme Court Justice, I guess, when they were arguing, you know, well, don't throw out the whole bill. If you think the mandate is unconstitutional, save the bill. And, you know, the Supreme Court Justice is like, you think we want to read through this whole thing and try to see what else is unconstitutional? If part of it is unconstitutional, you throw the whole thing out and you do it right. I don't blame them. I know some people are like, well, it's their job. That's what they're getting paid for. But, you know, think about it. For them to try to sift through 2,300 pages to find out what else could be unconstitutional? No. If part of the bill is unconstitutional, throw it out and start over. You already have half of the country disliking it, maybe more. So, you know, when people ask, why would doctors be for it? My guess is, you know, the few things that stand out, like, you know, the hospital or the lifetime maximums, they got rid of those. You know, having students on their parents' insurance and kids up to age 26. Many doctors think that's great. And also keep in mind, too, remember, many of us that went to medical school. Now, I'm not saying I'm for the bill. I know many of you are probably tuning into the show because I can already see the emails coming. You liberal. No. Okay, I'm just talking about why doctors may be for it. I'm answering a question for those of you tuning in late. Okay, calm down. Everybody calm down. For people tuning in late, wanting to know why doctors would be, we had a caller asking why doctors would be for the affordable health care law. Okay, why doctors would be for Obamacare. Okay, even though obviously I have criticized the bill left and right on the show, so don't get mad at me. Okay, but I could see why many doctors can be. All right, we've been working in a system that has been completely messed up. And I'm using very delicate words because I'm on air. And you know the word that I want to use. All right. You know, when you see the insurance companies basically extort patients' fees, not pay the doctors, give us slave wages of that, you know, yes, there's a problem. And so you probably have a group of doctors out there very glad that somebody decided to step in and crack down on the insurance companies. But like I said, many people, including myself, kind of looked at this bill going, wait a second, this isn't going to work. And it's not cracking down on the insurance companies. It's leading to more problems. Why? Because the bill was not thoughtfully processed, right? And it was not appropriately written. And, you know, when you do something halfway, the results are going to be actually, the results can be worse than halfway. And, again, you know the word I want to use besides way, okay? It is so hard to do radio and talk about Obamacare without using the words I want to use. Boy, this is so restraining. But you see my restraint? Aren't you proud of me? Look at my control over my vocabulary with words I really want to use. So, again, and you know, remember, the doctors are probably your closest advocate, okay? I mean, when the bill first passed, before I started to go on my rant, I wanted to wait and see what my patients were thinking. Because, you know, I don't want to tick my patients off. I mean, if this is going to help my patients, again, I'm in medicine not so I could drive a car that has air conditioning, unlike the cars I had to deal with, right, while going to school. It's because, you know, I want to help my patients. And I told my patients, I'm not going to start bashing what I think is wrong with this bill if you guys are going to benefit. But many of my patients said, look, from what I understand, no, I'm not going to benefit. And so go for it, Dahlia. And so, you know, but you probably have doctors of certain patient populations that are like, oh, thank heavens, I can now probably land on Medicaid. I couldn't qualify for Medicaid before. Now I can. I can now take care of my family. So many of those doctors that take care of those populations are like, all right, this is a good thing, guys. Don't stop progress. So, you know, I don't want you to think doctors for Obamacare are uneducated, but you're right to kind of question why aren't we all on the same page if there's so many flaws. But you have one group saying, look, the glass is half full. The other one saying the glass is half empty. All right. I say the glass is filled with urine. Okay. All right. Okay. Let's move on. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Don't go away. More Dr. Dahlia coming right up.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic organic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the spring special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Hey guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We were talking about this Heart Attack Grill restaurant in Las Vegas, Nevada, where somebody had a heart attack in the restaurant at the time in February. Heart Attack Grill has a menu, very succulent menu of burgers and fries called flatliner fries and triple bypass burgers, etc., known to be full of multiple calories. There's even a quadruple bypass burger, and you can, I guess, for a nominal fee, add 20 strips of bacon to it. Well, somebody had a heart attack in the establishment probably about 8 weeks ago. People thought it was whole part of the routine, part of the whole heart attack, you know, ambiance. So they were taking pictures and YouTubing it, but the guy was literally having a heart attack. He lived. He survived. Well, another person had a heart attack, same restaurant, a woman. She just fell unconscious in the middle of the restaurant. Now, again, they say she was an overeater and a smoker, etc. But you're like, what is going on? Now, of course, people are like, oh, it's Heart Attack Grill's fault. I mean, I got to admit, it's a little odd to have two patrons have heart attacks in the last 8 weeks. But then again, on the flip side, if a person's prone to a heart attack, it wouldn't be their last bite. Yeah, you know, I mean, they probably were prone to having one. It's just luck of the draw. They had it while they were eating to their heart's content. So I'll give you a little bit more information as we get more information on this lady. Luckily, both people have survived their heart attacks. I mean, but, you know, wow, two heart attacks in one restaurant. We're also talking about this case where a Saudi Arabian boy, 4 years old, decides to shoot his father. He had asked his father for a PlayStation. When the father came home from going to a store without the PlayStation, father starts undressing. His gun gets put to the side. Four-year-old boy takes a gun and shoots his father and kills him. Now, of course, public outrage saying, oh, these kids are being exposed to violent television shows and violent video games. I mean, I have to admit, some of these video games are pretty rough. You know, a study came out also today saying that women now are starting to beat men in terms of becoming addicted to video games. Did you hear about this? Now women, we thought it was just a guy thing. They say women now are probably a bigger group than men in terms of playing video games. Now, I loved Pac-Man and Ms. Pac-Man. I loved Galaga. Okay, and yes, I think a woman could be just as addicted to a video game as a man. Absolutely. My brother and I would fight. However, I had many more interests, so I would probably leave the video game first. But I still got addicted to it. I mean, you know, I wanted to get high score. Dun, 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 dun. I love the tune. I love the fruit on the Ms. Pac-Man. I just thought it was a cool game. All right, now, my family loves World of Warcraft. They're all into World of Warcraft. Now, me, I don't play because, again, I don't have time. I do so much. You know, I write, I read, I still got to finish my book, I do the show, I do my office, trying to be a mom, exercise, etc. So I don't. Yet, I got to admit, I mean, maybe I do need to be involved. Because my youngest son is saying on World of Warcraft he has a wife. I'm like, say what? He said, yes, I have a wife. Now, I don't know if you guys know anything about World of Warcraft. It's supposed to be kind of medieval, kind of like a Dungeons and Dragons type of theme. You know, you get these drakes or these dragons, and they're these trolls. I mean, a little Lord of the Ring-ish, except no Viggo Mortensen running around. If there was, trust me, I would already be playing the game. But he has a wife. And I go, who is she? He goes, she's a medical student. Now, my kid's 9, mind you. I go, she's a medical student. And she's your wife on this game. He said, yes. Now, I don't know if he's lying. I didn't even know you could have a wife. He said, yeah, we have a house and everything. I go, well, what does she think you are? He said, I'm in engineering. I go, you wrote that you're an engineer. And I go, how did you spell it? I'm not worried. Okay, I'm not too worried. But, I mean, what is this, a pedophile? Who's pretending to be my son's wife? The only woman in my son's life is his mama. Is his mama. So I, of course, I told my husband. And he immediately, and then, of course, he couldn't find what my son was talking about. But he's bragging that he has a wife on this video game. So my husband, how he handles the video game is rather than taking the boys off the video game and saying, look, I don't know if somebody's accosting you. I don't know what's going on. He decides to join in character and play with them. So now they're all three. Like right now, they're probably all three playing World of Warcraft. Maybe my husband's like, oh, like, you got a wife. Maybe I could get one. I don't know what they're thinking. All right, I'm going to get mad. My blood pressure's already rising. Just thinking about it. Them, I don't know what kind of. And by the way, these women, they're very busty. And they're not really anatomically correct. Okay, most women or wives, they start to droop a little bit, right? I mean, if you really want to be realistic, okay, you know, have some sort of lie. But they know they don't. And so obviously these women, you know, look better than, you know, average women. So now kids playing these kinds of things, they're going to be expecting their wife to look like that. Then they're going to be very, very disappointed when somebody has an A or B cup. I know. I've been there. Well, yeah, I was an A cup. I think fourth grade, I was an A cup. I know what it's like to be an A cup. Then all of a sudden I went from A to D. Don't ask. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, what's this? Cost of a snake bite therapy may squeeze victim's wallet. Oh, that's really smart. I love seeing how people do these titles here of these articles. This comes from drugs.com. All right, they say snake bites, especially venomous bites, can be painful and dangerous. They say medical bills of $50,000 or more are not uncommon for a person bitten by a venomous snake. Of course, when I had people with snake bites, we hospitalized them. We didn't mess around. We gave them IV fluids, we'd give anti-venom, and you watched them. They say hospitalization can last one day to several weeks. They say unusually warm temperatures and plenty of rainfall this spring means that some areas of the United States could see higher populations of snakes. Now, I grew up in Phoenix, Arizona, and oh, yes, there were snakes, there were scorpions, there were black widows. I don't know how I got through. I really don't know how I got through as a kid, you know, really. But I guess, you know, we did. And we've talked about snake bites. Do not suck the venom out. Okay, you guys know that. You do not suck the venom out. Okay? All right? You don't put anything on it. You get yourself to seek medical attention. You don't start cutting out the wound. Nothing like that. You get medical attention and you be calm. Because the more uncalm you are and the more your heart rate, the more you can spread the venom. Okay? And we also don't recommend tourniqueting either. So we'll talk more about snake bites as we start getting reports in of people getting them. But, you know, keep in mind that just be careful. Also, remember your pets, you know, your animals, dogs, a lot of times will get bit in the nose and the face. They could go into renal failure. Take it from me, having a renal failure pet, they really cost a pretty dime. So just watch out for that. Okay, tick season. Tick season has started earlier this year because we had a mild winter, 1 to 2 months earlier. Now, I live in the western United States, so we don't really see tick disease that much. We don't see Lyme disease. We don't see anaplasmosis. We don't see ehrlichiosis. We don't see babesiosis. We don't see them. But apparently in Minnesota, we're already seeing patients testing positive. Now, if you do get bit by a tick, and we've talked about this, okay, again, stay calm. Right? You remove the tick. I know many of you like that lighted match technique where you light a match and you touch the back of the tick and you see it fly. I can't recommend that because it could extrude the blood and the contents. Remember, ticks carry disease. They carry parasites. They carry bacteria. So you don't want that tick. You don't want anything exploding, anything happening to that tick. And some of these ticks will explode with the heat. Now, when you take out a tick, you grab its face. Very gently pull up. Don't start twisting because if you get it stuck, it'll just sit there and still inject whatever gook it has. All right. And many of these diseases, these tick diseases, Lyme diseases, they could cause meningitis. They could cause Bell's palsy, fever, rashes. And for years, you could have arthritis, joint pain, etc. So if you guys do get bit, see any red streaks, have any swollen lymph nodes, fever, rash, anything, seek medical attention. If you take out the tick, save the tick. So the doctor, just in case you need to figure out if it's a deer tick or what kind of tick it is. But avoidance is key. All right. Stay away from the tall grasses. Be very careful going off your path when you hike. Tuck your pants into your boots. Use insect repellent, etc. Okay? All right, guys, don't go away. We got more Dr. Dahlia coming right up. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated, grass-fed whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for sweets or carbohydrates. Better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the normalization of blood sugar, the elimination of heavy metals and drugs, and they've reported the elimination of pain and the alleviation of constipation after 3 months on One World Whey. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old and is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. To learn how to feel and look younger or to sculpt your body the way you want it to be, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Crank up your savings at the Webb's headquarters for hand crank and solar power preparedness. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Save now on solar generators from $289. Solar lanterns just $24.95. Solar waterproof flashlights only $12.95. Cook anywhere solar ovens from $279.95. Portable solar panels from 21stCenturyGoods.com give you the freedom to harness the power of the sun to charge your gear wherever you go. Show your patriotism with our line of solar flagpole lights. Plus, find a full line of emergency and shortwave radios, solar lanterns, and LED flashlights. And see our monthly two-for-one specials at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. Spend $100 or more and get a free hand crank solar flashlight when you mention you heard us on GCN at checkout. Crank up your savings only at 21stCenturyGoods.com.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Follow me on Facebook, on my Facebook page. Throughout the day, I send you guys medical updates and headlines that happen in the news. Of course, if the Dr. Dahlia Show does not play in your city or at your local news talk station, tell them to bring the Dr. Dahlia Show there by sending them an email, giving them a call, and Genesis Communications Network will make it happen. I have a great network. We got Kyle, working the dials. Pretty exciting. And please visit my website at Dr. Dahlia and sign into the guest book. DrDahlia.com, I'm sorry. Sign into the guest book so I know where you're listening from. I love hearing from you guys. All right, so we were talking about the breast cancer gene and ovarian cancer gene, your BRCA, B-R-C-A. It should be BRCA, but they call it BRCA because it's easier to pronounce. Anyway, men with a strong family history of either cancer in their family, whether it be breast or ovarian, should be offered genetic tests to discover if they are carrying the faulty BRCA1 gene so that their health can be monitored, because this gene has been found to increase risk of prostate cancer in men at least fourfold. Now, they say men with the BRCA1 gene have a 1 in 11 chance of developing prostate cancer by the age of 65. They say the faulty gene seemed to be linked to a particularly aggressive form of cancer, making early detection and treatment vital. You know, rule of thumb that I learned in medical school is if you find a cancer in their late 40s, 50s, early 60s, it's going to be more aggressive than if you find the cancer in their late 60s. And people are always like, well, how would somebody get the more virulent, aggressive form? Probably genes. You know, like I said, we've known this. What I talked about earlier in the show, many of us have known that people that come from a family ridden with cancer, breast cancer, ovarian cancer, etc., many times men will get prostate cancer. They just didn't until recently, although I think they figured this out about a year or two ago, didn't know recently that the BRCA gene could affect men as well. Now, the study is published in the British Journal of Cancer. They say in breast cancer, BRCA1 increases the chances of developing the disease by fivefold, giving them a 6 in 10 chance of breast cancer compared to the 1 in 8 in healthy women. All right? Now, many women that get the BRCA gene testing, they say, to heck with this, I'm going to get a mastectomy. But men, you don't want to be getting prophylactic prostatectomies. You lose your prostate, a lot of times you lose your sexual function. So, you know, we'll see where this goes, but this isn't the first time. My recommendation is, because I know getting BRCA gene tested, this genetic testing, very expensive. Extremely expensive. I get that. I think one of my patients was quoted $5,000. Now, honestly, okay, if you don't have, let's say, those kinds of funds and your insurance doesn't cover it, all right, would you be doing anything differently if you did find out you had the test positive or not? Well, maybe you'd ask the doctor to screen you for prostate cancer, probably a little bit more often, all right? I thought I read somewhere there was a possible link to colon cancer, but again, I haven't seen much more on that, so don't quote me, but I'm watching out for that. Now, here's the thing. Gentlemen, I'm already telling you, check your PSA starting in your 40s. Why not? Why not? Start Dr. Dahlia, insurance may not pay for it. You got a point. If you do run the BRCA gene test, it's positive, you could maybe fight with your insurance company to cover more aggressive prostate screening. You do have a point there. You do. But, I know many people that have either prostate cancer in the family or they have a family that's high cancer prone. Many of them are seeing a urologist. The urologist does run the PSA. They get insurance to cover it. So even if you don't have the BRCA gene test done and you didn't spend the $5,000, you're still being watched pretty closely. You know, like I said, the only other decision that you could possibly make, knowing you're BRCA positive, would be having a prostatectomy, and no one's recommending that. You know, it's not worth the lack of quality of life. But also monitoring your PSAs, even if they're normal, making sure they don't jump at least 0.5 or a half a point, I think is a very, very good start in screening, making sure you get your digital rectal exams by your doctor yearly. So and we've talked about PSAs. You know, your PSA, let's say the range goes from 0 to 4. You know, many of my prostate cancer patients we diagnosed when they were within the normal range in the 2s. But the reason why is they were 0.6, then they went to 0.9, then they went to 1.3, and then they jumped to 2.7. Well, you know, if you're rising like that, especially more than a half a point, we don't mess around. We look, and, you know, many times we find something. So make sure you get your PSAs. That's what I would do to start. If you could get the BRCA gene tested, if you come from a family with a very high probability of ovarian cancer or breast cancer, yes, why not? Do it. But if you can't, again, don't despair, because just let your doctor know you can't afford the BRCA gene testing, but you know people with that kind of family history, you need to be aggressive, okay? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We were talking in the earlier hour about this woman, 47-year-old Debbie Stevens, who offered her kidney to her boss because her boss was ailing and needed a kidney. First, the boss said, no, don't worry about it, I have a donor. Then the donor fell through. So she went to her employee and said, you were serious about that? And Debbie Stevens said, yes. So even though Debbie Stevens wasn't a perfect match, Debbie Stevens was able to donate to the transplant line somebody who had an organ buddy. That organ buddy was a better match for the boss. That's how they do it with these transplant lines. If you have an organ buddy that wants to donate an organ, but they aren't a match, then you give it to another person, and hopefully that person's buddy who has offered, you know, can be a match for you or somebody else down the line. Many times, you know, there could be 10 or 11 people involved. Anyway, so she donates the organ, donates a kidney. After that, boss starts to get nasty, probably because she was on immunosuppressive drugs and, you know, steroids and got mean and nasty, but kept getting nastier, demotes the woman, Debbie, who donated the kidney. She writes a letter. She has her lawyer write a letter to the company because it's a multi-billion dollar company, you know, saying, look, can you help me out here? Then she gets fired. So she gives a kidney to her boss and gets fired. Whew. Now, you know, again, it was all, you know, it wasn't all for naught because she did donate a kidney to another recipient who was probably very grateful and saved her life. But still, she feels really, really dumped on. It's sad. It's sad. You know, and I mean, they are saying there's a second side to the story, you know, but unfortunately, I mean, even if the recipient, the boss, was, you know, going a little psychotic because of all the immunosuppressive drugs and, you know, steroids. And remember, if any of your loved ones go on steroids, just don't divorce them or abandon them while they're on steroids because they're going to be kind of mean and ugly. They won't be themselves. You know, still, yeah, she knocks her down, demotes her, fires her. Not good. Not good. So now they're suing. All right. In the news, three Massachusetts ERs cited for denial of care. Health officials cited three Massachusetts hospitals in the past 6 months for wrongly sending away patients in the emergency rooms, and one ends up dying. In that episode, caregivers at Charlton Memorial Hospital in Fall River failed to provide needed medical treatment before transferring the patient, who was unstable and in respiratory distress. In a case at St. Vincent Hospital in Worcester, an on-call surgeon refused to come in late at night to perform an emergency operation on a patient with flesh-eating bacteria. Now, that's not good. The patient was transferred to another hospital, and this first surgeon now fired, okay? Apparently, if hospitals do break federal rules, they could be at risk for losing Medicare. At this point, it doesn't sound like any of these hospitals will, but they are going to be possibly fined. Now, what's happening? Why would these hospitals do it? Well, they really could be crammed. They could be completely over, they could be just completely overpacked, and they're trying to transfer people to other hospitals. I mean, I've seen it. I've seen overcrowded emergency rooms. It is ugly. And everybody in the emergency room at the time is pretty acute. You know, I mean, when I was working at Lake Havasu, we had to transfer people to Phoenix, Kingman, Las Vegas, depending on how less acute they could be. You know, and sometimes things happen. But our hospital situation, not too good. Not too good. We'll probably spend a little bit more talking later about this week. All right, guys, if you can hold on for another hour, please do. We got more Dr. Dahlia. If not, you have a great rest of the way home. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter.
Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church. Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendivite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendova.